out of all the candidates running in the primary, no one has known Mayor Mike McGinn longer than Kate Martin. The two of them were on the Greenwood Community Council together for almost 10 years. Even though she calls him Mike, you wouldn't really call them friends. He comes up when I ask her about when her leadership was tested.
Neighbors came to the meeting practically crying because their house and their street was sinking in the bog, and Mike did nothing.
The bog is in Greenwood, near some of the new development north of 85th Street. Big buildings were going in, and they were pumping water from the ground, which made the land around the bog unstable. So Martin got in touch with the city department.
And we navigated a legislative process where we were able to stop the sinking and solve the problem.
Martin has her own planning and design business. She ran for the Seattle School Board in 2011 and lost. If elected mayor, one of her top priorities would be requiring police sergeants to have a college degree.
I really don't think a GED is enough.
Martin insists she's a good listener and tries to come up with solutions that will work for everyone, a trait she didn't see coming from McGinn when they were on the council.
The things that were important to Mike were flaring up for the drama. And then, you know, who was going to go out for beers after the meeting?
Martin flares up, too. In 2009, she refused to leave Roosevelt High School until her son was given a different math teacher. She says the teacher he had was unqualified. Martin was taken out of the building by police. When she was asked about the incident, her response was angry and brief. Then she sent this email. I have no patience about it. I'm disappointed that the media cannot put this one to rest. No one says a goddamn word about the principal, the teacher, and the travesty they heaped on kids. When Martin was reached by phone a second time, she hung up. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.